there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal? Weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 271. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going, guys?
Have a good night.
Yeah.
Well, oh, I started.
That started, you're right.
I mean, it's okay.
You're shocked over there?
Yeah, I got shocked like on the lip.
You got shocked again?
Yeah.
You need one of these Afro puff things.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
A little windscreen.
Mm-hmm.
No, that week's going good.
Good?
Yeah.
We've made it to podcast night, so that's good.
It snuck up on us. Kind of snuck up on me a little bit.
It's been a long week.
Feels like it's been a week.
It seems like a week that I've seen you guys. Yeah.
It's been weird. Like, because we change start times on the job I'm on to 6. So we get off at 2:30.
Oh.
And.
Makes you want to go see the dentist.
Yep. But it's like the morning because we didn't change break or lunch. So to get to break, it's an hour longer. And it just like, it seems like the day just drags. And then once we get to lunch, it's like everything goes fast forward.
Hmm.
It's like, so it's weird. You got like a slow start to the day. Like, oh, this day is going to take forever. And all of a sudden, boom, it's over and you're home.
Yeah.
And sun's going down. And like, what happened to the day?
Yeah. What happened?
What happened?
Where'd it go?
Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's podcast day. So, hump day, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey.
Can't believe it's already
Guess June what day
3rd.
It is.
I love that camera. Walking through the office. Guess what day it is?
And Mike.
Mike.
That is good.
I love
commercial.
The people's faces. They're like, oh no, not again. <That's
good>.
Oh boy. Hope the creepies are having a good
I bet they
good
are.
Week whenever they
if I was a betting man, I'd say yes.
Yeah. Whenever they're listening to this awesome podcast we have.
Could be 10 years from now, right?
Yeah,
could be. Yeah, right?
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, that's good. But yeah, you said having a good night. I'm like, well we are gonna have
well,
a
good
yeah,
night. We're gonna have
it's
a great
gonna
night.
Be, darn it, we're gonna have a good night. Well, if nothing else we want to talk about, let's get right to it. It's the dad joke of the show.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Watch out.
Born ready.
Stand back.
Nate was born ready. I love telling dad jokes. Sometimes he even laughs.
Yeah. If it's a good one.
Sometimes he even laughs, Nate.
He's laughing out there somewhere, right?
Think about that, creepies.
I think that's funny. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
When I pulled it out of the stack before you came, I kind of chuckled at that, and I thought, that's a good one. I love
that's a keeper right there.
Yeah, that's a keeper.
Would you look at that?
Would you look at it? Just look at it.
Think of
it's like a speed bag.
That is the best one. That is my favorite one. That one, and when he's in the furniture store, he's jumping off the dressers, crashing on the beds, breaking all the stuff. That guy.
I got
our creepers are like, well, who are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Mabe.
It's funny. Oh, my gosh.
Would you just look at it?
I know we get we get good laughs here, and sometimes we laugh so hard we cry. Very rarely, like on the actual podcast, sometimes we've gotten tickled enough. But I was laughing so hard last night that I think I embarrassed people. The kids are like, it's not that funny. I'm like, it is pretty funny, but it's those text messages. And I've seen them before, but I just was like scrolling through them over and over again. I sent you guys a couple of them, but the text messages between the mom and the son, and the mom and the daughter, or whatever. And it's like, you know, it's set to gospel music or like, you know, it's hilarious, you know.
I'm not aware of this.
Oh, you haven't seen it before? Yeah. I'll have to show them to you later, but they're hilarious because I could see all my kids in these conversations. And with Jen, it's never with the dad. You never see like, dad, what do I do? You know, it's like, mom, I've got an emergency. Like, I'm coming home from work. And like, it's hilarious, the banter back and forth. And they're actual like texts from this mother.
They
and
set
son.
Them to music.
And it's so funny. Jeez. I was like crying. I needed a good, like, that kind of a laugh. But
That was funny.
I have not seen them.
Okay.
All right.
They're hilarious.
I believe you. First announcement, Sean.
I got them over here. We come together every week, even when it sneaks up on us, for the guy time, the paranormal, the fun, the creepy. But the most important thing we do is to continue to create a mental health community. So we want you to get help out there. So call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Yes, sir. Do so.
Yes.
Get your help.
It's never too late.
And find
stay another day.
We talked about it where we want to always make sure we mention make sure if you don't find somebody that fits well as far as therapy, counseling, all that, or doctor, just make sure that you find the one that does fit.
Yep. Because there is somebody out there that will mesh with you. So
yeah,
it might take a few.
You don't have to go to the first person and think you're stuck with them.
No. Mm-mm. No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, that's I've been lucky as far as like talking about doctors. I've had some good doctors. I haven't had to switch.
Yeah.
But my mom has had a couple that weren't quite great.
Yeah.
So it even happens in, doctors and counselors and therapists. And
there's some that it's like,
whatever, you know.
Why do people go to see him or her?
Oh, I know.
I've actually like been on the side like, why do you put up with this? Craziness. Bedside manner, not there.
Not there. Yeah.
I don't care how genius they are. It's like,
why can't you have both? You know,
I know.
Have some compassion. Like, be good at your, craft. Be, my mom's surgeon for her latest surgery didn't have the best bedside manners. And my mom is like, she wants that. He was just like kind of cold, straight to the fact. Mm-hmm. But I guess he was like the best at this surgery. And she's like, well, I mean, if he's the best, I want that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But so you kind of have to.
You're fixed. Get up, go home.
Surgeon's it's a whole nother ball of wax.
Yeah. And not her doctor, it's a surgeon. Yeah. So she's like, yeah, I'll go with him. But yeah.
They sometimes get a little more grace because it's like, yeah, you're keeping me alive. Or yeah,
I know.
You're rebuilding me. Yeah, you're, and I get it. So.
Well, I remember when I had my left knee operated on. I got out.
You're supposed to do the right one?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the right one. I was like, feels fantastic. The left one still hurts.
Good job, Doc.
But I asked him, I was like, it was after the surgery and everything. I'm like, so do I have like physical therapy or restrictions? Restrictions, anything I'm supposed to do? And he's like, nope, it's fixed.
Okay.
And was it?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's fixed, but I mean,
you would think there'd be something to follow up on as far as like physical therapy.
So, I mean, as orthoscopic. So, I mean, I had three little incisions or whatnot.
Or laparoscopic,
whatever it was. And okay. I mean, you're
fixed. You stumbled out of it. Well,
the same thing like when I smashed my thumb a few years ago and I went to like a med check place. Because that's where the job site sent me. And, he x-rayed it and he came in and he's like, well, it's not broke.
See ya.
Okay.
Is there anything I should do?
What about pain? Pain. take some aspirin. You're good.
Ice it up.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I've smashed my thumb before, so I knew what was going to come that night. And
it hit you like a hammer.
I had to go
literally.
It's terrible.
I had to go to the ER.
Hit you like a ton of bricks.
Drilled a hole in it and relieved pressure. And I was like, oh my lord!
I know. There's
what a quack.
I know.
There's no wonder you're in a med check.
I know.
I'm sorry. I'm sure there's some good doctors.
Heck
out there. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That one was not.
Don't let him spoil it all. Right? Yeah. No.
Well, especially for mental health.
Go find them.
That's a very important.
Yeah.
Physical health, obviously, but.
How do we get off track? We don't ever get off topic.
No, we never do.
Never.
But mental health, definitely, there's a counselor, therapist that's out there. So.
Well, that
get the help.
Med check doctor gave me a mental complex.
He gave me a mental. Maybe he would have been better at mental health. I don't know.
That's right. Maybe.
That's right.
Well, we love you guys. We want you healthy, so do what you can to do that. So reach out to the group as well, and You just need some encouragement.
Do what you like.
That's a whole nother
thing. Cut his mic off.
That's a whole nother thing, right?
Yeah. Cut his mic off already. He's
like, dude, I'm not going to sing it.
He's already
starting. I'm not going to sing it.
Trying to be serious here, and he's made no. All right. Thank you, Sean, for the first announcements, I guess.
No problem. Yeah, right now.
Just get your help, creepies. Special announcements. The Indiana Paranormal Expo is on Saturday, June 20th.
Days away, right?
Yep. At Greenwood Happy Haunts in Greenwood, Indiana, from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock. There will be vendors, paranormal investigators, paranormal podcasters, guest speakers, and even a balloon guy. So come out and enjoy the creepy fun. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Heard there's going to be an invisible man there.
Invisible man, huh?
Named Nate.
Huh. No, I didn't hear that.
They're still working diligently on the helium. That's a hard, so that is apparently a hard thing to come across, or very expensive and all kind of craziness, you know.
Well, like, wouldn't he have his own?
Then I don't understand. I don't know.
Balloon guy's sure. Got to have his own equipment.
You'd think so.
I don't know.
They're working on it though for him, I think.
Well, so. Balloon animals, you don't need helium.
I don't know what the, I don't think it's for the helium or the balloon guy. I think it's for other stuff. Balloon,
so we can all sound like chipmunks.
Yeah,
I don't know. They were talking about Rogan had
to do our whole presentation like that.
Rogan had a guest on, and she was some kind of a head of NASA or whatever. I'm listening to that right now. It's very interesting. But did you get to the part where she talks about how helium was discovered on the sun before it was discovered on the planet? I'm like, how does that make any sense? But we just take helium for granted. But it's not something that's been known forever. It was like the 1860s or whatever when it was actually discovered here on the Earth. And I thought that was weird. Or maybe it's weird. Sun. I don't know.
I've never heard that. But
yeah, I didn't know that. And I was like, well, I would have done like a fact check had it been any other guest, but it was like, she worked for NASA, so she probably knows.
Yeah.
She sounded pretty smart.
Or does she?
Maybe misleading the helium crowd.
Knows what she's talking about.
Huh.
What do you know about the other guests? Don't know.
Well, come out. It's going to be fun. Sean leads it off, and then we're second last as far as the speaker list. So, yeah, lots of good creepiness going on. So, again, Saturday, June 20th at Greenwood Happy Haunts. Come
it's
out
not even
for
October.
The fun.
Huh? It's not even October.
No.
It's Halloween in June.
What do we say? Be there or be not there?
Yeah. Be there or just stay home. Do something else, I guess.
I guess you'd be square, too. But
yeah.
Be there or be haunted eternally.
That's right.
Be one of the cool kids and come to the Greenwood Happy Haunts.
I've heard several people, you know, and we'll see what the actual turnout is. But several people want to come and they're going to come. But
oh, yeah.
We know how those live shows are. So we're hoping good things, right?
Well, we always have a good turnout for the live shows. I think this is going to be.
Are we kidnapping Nicolas Cage this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought so.
Yeah. I already got planned out.
Did you see his autographs are $400?
How much?
$400.
Good night.
They said, hey, Sean, I'm going to get his autograph on some of these posters. And it was like.
Come on.
He goes, maybe not. It is $400. And I'm like, geez,
that,
Pete.
See that? Mm. And I love Nick Cage. He's one of my favorite actors.
I know.
But I think if you're already a millionaire actor,
you don't need to charge for it.
Your autograph out. And I mean, it still won't keep me from watching his movies. That's kind of insane.
But he might be onto something. He's not charging enough, though.
Kevin Donnegan said that. He goes, I really wish I could get him to sign some of my Ghostwriter stuff.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I was like, oh, awesome. Yeah, and then he goes, and this is what he said. He goes, maybe not. And it says,
yeah, no thanks.
Nicolas Cage, $400.
See, if you don't like being bugged for your autograph, charge a lot.
Yeah.
And people like, leave me alone.
I'm only charging $1.
You don't get writer's cramp?
All right. Yeah, is that what you're charging?
$1 an autograph. Yeah.
It feels wrong to charge people. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I mean, and they do that for like.
I mean, I think we should.
The three of us should, but. Like if you go to all these different, whether it's a horror con or Comic Con, whatever, and if they charge to get like a picture taken, it's like $100 or $50, depends on what. I don't get that. But
yeah.
You know, show up or don't show up. If you don't want to do it, then don't show up. But don't charge your fans money to have a picture taken.
Right? Yeah,
like that's I don't know. It rubs me the wrong way. But anyway,
We're still going to kidnap him, though.
That's right. Okay.
And Gene Simmons is going to be there?
No, that's a cool thing.
Who was the other one?
Gene Simmons, Nick Cage, and gosh darn it, who was the other one? I can't remember. I got excited, though.
Think who that was. I just remember Gene Simmons and Nicolas Cage.
Gene Simmons is going to be at the Indiana State Fair.
And he charges for everything. I mean, he'll charge you
to breathe the free stage.
He'll charge you to breathe the same air he does. Mm-hmm. Anytime he can make a dollar.
I can't remember who the other person was.
I love Kiss, but he drives me nuts. He's too much. But yeah, he'll charge you anything. All right, well, let's move on.
Okay. He'll charge you, to buy your own dollar back.
He would, too.
Gosh. That's right.
All right, Sean.
Yes.
Before this episode gets any worse, what are we talking about?
It's already fantastic.
It's terrible.
No, it's not terrible. This is the Williamsburg. I always want to say ghoul, but it's jail, right? Jail. Basically. This is Nate's pick. And if interested, please check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Yeah. Yeah. Williamsburg jail.
Yes. Pronounced jail.
I like it.
G-A-O-L.
Yep. Jail, right?
Should be Williamsburg gal.
Gal.
Gal. It is widely considered one of the most haunted locations in colonial Williamsburg, with paranormal activity dating back to its operation in 1704.
Whoa.
The Gohlers family, which has the ties to being the jailer, the family of jailers. We're going to talk about all the paranormal type stuff, you know, apparitions, auditory signs, pirate connections. We'll talk about that. And just a lot of history and a lot of death.
Yeah. You had me at
right.
You had me at death. That's terrible.
Yeah.
But that's what we talk about.
That's right.
This place has a lot of history.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say? 17 what?
1704.
Gosh darn. It's a long time ago.
17 shut the door.
Man. Yeah, that's way before our country was founded, so.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to start? Who's got a story? Let's go. Williamsburg Jail.
Well, it's a brick prison house. And it housed everyone from petty thieves to, you guessed it, Blackbeard's pirate crew.
Yes! Oh!
Wow.
From debtors to murderers await the gallows. If you've watched any pirate colonial old movie type things, and there's a jail, and this will probably look exactly like you'd imagine.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool looking.
So yeah, the conditions were so horrific that many prisoners died before trial. So that's pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
Their spirits now serving eternal sentences.
That'd be one heck of a place to be stuck, right?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Be stuck in a jail.
Yes. Said the jail existed purely for punishment and detention. So prisoners were chained to walls.
Nice. That's always good.
Subjected to freezing winters and sweltering summers, because this is way before furnaces
and
ACs.
Yeah.
And barely given enough food to survive. Mm. So, yeah.
So, you're saying that they weren't treated with
the best. It wasn't five star, but.
Yeah. Maybe a 4.5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, man, can you imagine being back in those days? And if you get in prison, because like you said, you're subjected to whatever it is outside.
I'm sure it festered with rats.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Bugs and.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be horrible. Diseases.
Yeah. This says, people have always had a fascination with prison culture. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Just consider the success of television shows such as Prison Break, Oz, and Orange is the New Black. If you've watched episodes of these shows, then you know how many criminals don't believe that being locked up is reason enough to clean up their acts. They continue to plot murders, steal from others, smuggle in drugs and weapons. The sweet talkers are even able to turn guards into accomplices occasionally. That always fascinates me, too, when you hear a story about a guard in on smuggling stuff. I'm like, why would you risk
I'm always fascinated by job doing like that. The female jailers like falling in love with
inmates
end up getting married
and some of them get pregnant and I'm like, good night, what are you doing, you moron. I don't know.
Find love anywhere.
Well, it's like the real quick. That's like the freaking women that fall in love with the serial killers, like Ted Bundy. They go to the court and they, they're like cheering them on and all that. But anyway,
hey, the likelihood of two serial killers in the
same car. That's right. That's true.
Very low.
That's true. Let's see. Where was I? Okay. When confined, hatching evil plans and finding loopholes in the prison system are great ways to kill some time. Besides treachery and corruption, critics of America's correctional system are also keen to point out other issues, security, rehabilitation, overcrowding, and so on. So if it's today's penitentiaries are less than perfect, imagine what life was like in a colonial prison like Williamsburg's infamous public jail. Step into the shadows of this Williamsburg jail with colonial ghosts and experience its haunted history up close. So... yeah.
So they had like a road that went from the jail to where they would do the hangings, right?
The gallows.
And it was the gallows, right? And the hangman, that was called the hangman's path. How does this say this? Okay. Why is hangman's path one of the most haunted places in Williamsburg? During colonial times, hangman's path was a site of public executions. The lingering energies of these traumatic deaths is said to haunt the area. With many reports of strange occurrences over the years, hangman's path has become a focal point of paranormal investigators and remains one of the most haunted places in that area, of course. The public jail began accepting prisoners in 1704, like we said, and was intended as a short-term holding for those awaiting trial or waiting for their sentence to be carried out. Sentences such as whipping, branding, or hanging. This building is believed to be very haunted by a number of figures. For one, the family of the jailers or gaolers, particularly Peter Pelham, who lived in a section of the jail. Gosh, I gotta stop saying ghoulers. Are believed to remain here. The animated conversation between two women has been heard here, and the hunched image of a child playing has been seen here in broad daylight. The jailer's house is also known to have a host of your typical haunting sounds, creaking floorboards, slamming doors, and the like.
Yeah, this says, dark and foreboding, the public jail in Williamsburg was once home to some of the most dangerous and desperate souls, from ruthless pirates awaiting execution to thieves, runaway slaves, and even the mentally ill. So you kind of cover it all. Says this Williamsburg prison held those society had cast away, but just because of their time ended doesn't mean they ever truly left. Says visitors and historians whisper of many different manifestations of spirits here, such as phantom footsteps, shadowy figures, and chilling cries echoing through the old jail cells.
This here says, two centuries of suffering. Gives us three different categories here. The first one's pirates and punishment. In 1718, 15 members of Blackbeard's crew were imprisoned here awaiting execution. 13 were hanged, their bodies left to rot as a warning. These pirates' ghosts are the jail's most violent spirits, still fighting, still cursing, still proclaiming their innocence or boasting of crimes. The second one is the debtor's despair. Debtors were in prison until they could pay. How can you pay if you're in jail?
You're going to pay.
Creating.
There's ways.
Well, here we go.
It's kind of creating lose-lose.
An impossible situation.
Yeah.
How could they earn money while jailed?
Yeah.
many died here decades into sentences for owing trivial amounts. Their ghosts manifest as desperate spirits begging visitors for coins to pay debts that no longer matter.
That would be cool.
And then you touched on the mentally challenged, the madhouse years. Before the public hospital opened, the mentally ill were chained in the jail's cells. The treatment was barbaric. Chains, starvations, beatings to drive out demons. Their anguished spirits remain the most disturbing, their madness in eternal, their screams echoing through the centuries.
Wow.
So this place, I bet, is pretty rough.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. Right?
Let's stay. Stay overnight.
I love, there's such a history and it goes pretty deep. In
yeah, it does.
With several, but I love the Blackbeard stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Edward Teach.
Had me a pirate. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So I can, you can tell. They on, in this, though, I didn't know that. Did you say there was never any actual like verified killings that he ever did?
No.
That he, and that, I mean, which I think that's interesting.
It's, you know, just pirates.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, you go do that.
He doesn't have to do it. He's the boss.
He's the,
that's right.
Well, they say he's the delegator.
Yeah. He doesn't have to get his hands dirty.
That's right. That's right.
It's like a mob boss. You know? He has his cronies do it. This, oh, good.
No, you can go.
I was just going to say, they said even people that worked there even claim the spirits of women inmates and tortured prisoners still linger. So that's, yeah. See, I think that's wrong when we've covered whether it's a sanatorium, asylum, or a prison, why they had kids or women in with these men. That should be a no-go. You can't have kids in with adult prisoners or mentally ill, and then you can't have women, and let's separate them. Come on. Mm-hmm. Too much can happen. That's, you know, but they did back then.
Yep.
They mixed them up sometimes, and that doesn't work.
No.
Bad things aren't going to happen. All. Yeah. So.
So, yeah, you're talking about Blackbeard and the pirate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The executed pirates manifest as a group, still drunk on phantom rum, singing sea shanties.
Oh, that's perfect.
And rattling chains.
Ooh.
They appear in the exercise yard where they were hanged. Nooses still around their necks. Visitors still report smelling salt water and rum, hearing cursing in multiple languages, and feeling threatened by invisible presences.
Let's go. I'm in. Something great. Anything with a pirate, I'm in.
Have you ever heard the, I think it's folklore technically, but they were, I'd never heard this before, that why pirates wear eye patches? It's not because they had their eyes gouged out, although they might. Did you hear that on
it? Yes, I've heard of it before.
The theory is that they would be accustomed to the dark.
Yes, dark and so light.
So they wouldn't have, because it normally takes a good 20 minutes to adjust to dark and back and forth, but they would be able to, you know, be cycloptic almost with that. Mm-hmm. And then they'd switch it back and forth. That's why they didn't always have it on the same thing.
Do you remember
but
when
I looked it up, but they said not confirmed, but that is a theory of why they did it. Yeah.
Did you guys ever see the Seinfeld episode when Kramer got an eye patch? He wanted to,
I do. Yeah.
And he comes in the diner and he was like, it's itchy. I just thought of Kramer. I have no idea why. That is interesting. I never knew that. I just thought it was,
I heard it on podcast.
They had an eye injury or I don't know, or the fashion statement. This says right now, we were talking about like some of the terrible conditions you were saying that they barely were fed, you know, to stay alive. It says the food was beyond terrible. Soggy peas and overly salted beef, for instance. The cells were freezing. Many inmates shivered to death, and the cleaning staff left much to be desired. Jail fever or typhus plagued prisoners and jailers alike. So there's some of the diseases, and soggy peas and overly salted beef. That would be terrible.
Yeah, you eat just soggy peas.
I mean, and I love peas. I don't want soggy peas.
No.
Nasty. And I love me some beef, but I don't want overly salted beef. So.
They definitely frowned on the piracy, and it says when the pirates were executed, they were hung in iron gibbets all along the road and left to rot for at least a week, a sign of the price of piracy. It says pirates were just a few of the more than 170 individuals that were hung there. Last was a slave in 1820. In 1992, a team discovered what is believed to be the remnants of the gallows. It had been buried for more than 100 years while they examined the site for Virginia Natural Gas Inc. Their research unearthed a triangle of post holes. They were confident that these holes were used as the base for the gallows. They also uncovered several nails and a number of broken bottles. Since the executions were a public form of entertainment, it's not surprising that the dig team would uncover evidence of merrymaking at the original gallows site.
Oh.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Cheers.
We have the gentleman debtor.
The gentleman debtor.
The gentleman.
Okay.
You're not just dead, you're debtor.
All right.
He's a debtor.
Debtor than dead.
Henry Wetherburn.
I saw that guy's name.
He is imprisoned for debt in 1750, died after 20 years in chains.
Oh.
His ghost appears in tattered finery, counting invisible coins and pleading for loans.
Hmm.
He's known to follow visitors, tug at their clothes, whispering about interest rates and payment plans from centuries past.
That cracks me up. Let's go.
That's insane.
I want my shirt tugged on, and I want to barter with him on interest rates.
Psst. You still owe for your student loans.
Yeah. When I was mentioning that they had women in the prison or in the jail, this says the jail. Okay, so the jail also had a substantial female population. The ghosts of two women supposedly still lurk in the jailer's upstairs quarters. The women's animated conversations and the thumping of their heavy shoes are heard coming from the deserted room. It says, no wonder the public jail in Williamsburg is one of the most anticipated stops for fear fans exploring Williamsburg with colonial ghosts. It is as if the evil thoughts of criminals and the pain of the innocent have all undeniably seeped into the prison's walls, where they remain well intact to this very day. Mm-hmm. One tourist recalls, and he or she is quoted as saying, I went in there and I felt really, really like there was something wrong. Oh my gosh. I'm reading it like they're talking. So this sounds like a 17-year-old girl. I went in there and I felt really, really like there was something wrong. Like something's in there. I walked in further and further until I got to the very end where I could barely see the light coming out from the door. I walked in. Then I noticed the chains moving and the ball, because it's the ball and chain that hangs on a wall, and I noticed it was moving, and I was like, that's kind of cool. Oh my gosh. So that had to be a young kid talking. I shouldn't have said a young girl. It could have been a guy, because young guys talk like that too. All the time.
Like.
That's funny.
Did you guys hear about Mr. Scratch?
There's an entity called Mr. Scratch.
Phantom known for causing hair-raising scratching noises that disturb security guards at night.
Wow.
So, Mr. Scratch.
Well, on the same token, there's the Mad Woman, known only as Crazy Bess.
Crazy Bess.
Crazy Bess.
I shouldn't say this. I shouldn't say this, but isn't Mad Woman just kind of like repeating yourself?
Oh.
No. Okay.
We're losing.
That's the voice of Sean Lane. I know. His address is.
I'm just kidding.
His views do not represent the Mako podcast.
That joke
as a whole.
I could hear Jenna going, don't make it that joke. You're going to be stupid. Don't be stupid. You know, and I'm like, I'm going to be stupid. Jenna was mad today, so that's what made me think of that.
Okay. So Crazy Bess. This woman was chained in the jail for decades before the hospital opened.
Mm.
Her ghost appears wild-haired and filthy. Yes.
That's fun.
Laughing manically and rattling chains that aren't there. She attacks anyone who stares. Her fingernails leaving real scratches.
Crazy Bess, huh?
Crazy Bess.
You know, we were talking about the debtors. I have a little more information about that. This says debtors were, let's see, that's okay. So you might have said this already. In 1711, two debtors' cells were added. Debtors were kept for 20 days in the jail at the public's expense, after which their creditors had to pay to keep them confined. It cost sixpence or 5 pounds of tobacco to keep an inmate for a day. Thought that was interesting. The keeper's quarters were extended in 1722, and an exterior courtyard was added. The public jail appears today as it did after the renovations of 1722, with 8 cells, a courtyard, exercise yard, and rooms for the jailer.
I expected to have more
cells. I know. Today, strange shadows are seen moving around the cells and courtyard, as we've talked about, and the balls and chains that are on display at the museum have been seen swinging on their own.
And just a swinging.
Just a swinging. Some visitors have even reported the sounds of banging on the cell walls and disembodied voices moaning and groaning at all hours. I'm in. I love this place. Hmm. This is one of my...
Yeah, this is awesome.
I know. It has all kinds of stuff. It sounds terrible, like when it was in,
Yeah, the
operating.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible, and I feel bad for these people, but as a podcaster and a lover of all things paranormal, I love it.
So this one's pretty sad.
Oh, it gets worse.
It gets worse.
Like we haven't said anything sad. Worse. Okay.
The child thief.
Oh, no, not child. Okay.
A boy of about 10 hanged for stealing bread.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say bread. Yeah.
Haunts the smallest cell. Mm. His spirit appears, starving, begging for food. Mm. Visitors who leave offerings report finding them gone, replaced by the sound of a child's grateful weep.
Oh, that is sad.
That's very sad.
Yeah, see, they can't be putting kids in jail like that.
No.
I mean, I know we're talking 300 years ago, but then, geez, yeah. You would think they, yeah, no.
What happened to just like telling them no and giving them a spanking and send them off on their way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for stealing bread. Yeah, I mean,
right.
Yeah. Wow. I guess, I don't know. Like I said, I know we're talking about 300 years ago, but whew, that's pretty rough.
I think we just need to get to, I mean, we've talked about some of the places that haunted Williamsburg anyway. And but it is, it's such a cool place there, cool area. I love the history of it, and just the feel of it would be amazing to go see.
We talk about the chain. Let's see. Excuse me. It says the constant sounds of chains dragging across stone floors echoes through the jail, even in cells that had never held chains. The sound follows visitors, growing louder when they try to leave. That would be cool.
Wow.
As if the spirits don't want them to enjoy the freedom they never had. Oh.
Mm.
I mean, it is a very rough and sad story.
Yes.
Like, as a whole. But such, like, it'd be really cool to investigate and tour.
It looks like each cell gives you a different
experience.
Mm. Yeah. The debtor cells filled with the sound of coins clinking.
Oh.
The pirate cells smell of the sea and death. Punishment cell, where prisoners were tortured, causes visitors to feel physical pain and whip marks appearing on the skin that fade within hours.
Oh, really? That's a whole different level.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if I want to be whipped.
No.
I don't want to. No.
Or
no,
unless it's a mark that shows up, but no physical hurt.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I was ready to say, I'm in, but I was like, wait a minute. No, hold on.
I'm out already.
I don't want to be whipped. Jeez.
Tie me to the whipping post.
Did we talk about the execution yard? Did you guys mention that?
Mm-hmm. It
says, the yard where hangings occurred experiences daily manifestations at sunrise, which was execution time. Visitors report seeing transparent figures dropping through non-existent gallows, hearing neck bones crack.
Ugh.
I know, and feeling rope burns on their own necks. Now that, again, that would be cool, but I don't want to feel I don't want to be whipped. I don't want to feel like the ropes on my on my neck.
But, no, thank you.
Can you imagine though, hearing like the cracking of the neck? Oh man,
have you seen those videos people putting pasta in their mouth? And then, like,
making that noise and cracking.
Yeah.
And then,
like, they're popping their neck and they go, and they'll, like, fall to the ground. They're like, what?
No, I've not seen that.
Either. I saw something. This has not quite anything to do with that, but where you make hot dog pieces and you put spaghetti in them, like, straight out, and then you cook it all. And you make little faces on the hot dog, and it looks like a smiley face, and the hair, and the spaghetti, when it cooks, it looks like hair.
Oh, geez.
And I said, Jenna, we need to do this for our grandchildren. She goes, I did that for our kids. And I go, when? I don't remember this. Like when they were little. And she goes, well, I didn't make the faces on them, but I made hot dogs, and I put spaghetti in them, and it looks like hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's kind of cool, but I don't remember that ever. So
interesting. No, I don't know.
Mm. It is now a museum.
Yeah.
Demonstrating colonial justice.
Yeah, everything turns into a museum. Here's what they look like, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't it look like,
oh yeah,
it looks cool. Good enough to eat, right? So they have, Williamsburg has haunted ghost tours, and the thing I like, besides the fact that you'd see a lot of, you know, this is one of the locations that's included in it, but it says, telling ghost stories in the darkness of the night is a centuries-old tradition. Experience Haunted Williamsburg, the only ghost tour that goes inside historic buildings. From authentic 18th-century colonial ghost stories to creepy modern-day encounters, costumed storytellers share unnerving tales. This one-hour candlelight walking ghost tour begins at the Market House and is suitable for children 8 and up. All children must be accompanied by an adult. This is the part I like. Haunted Williamsburg is the official ghost tour experience of Colonial Williamsburg. Please note that some interior spaces are not ADA accessible. I don't like that, but that happens in old stuff, right? Mm-hmm. It runs rain or shine, except in cases of severe inclement weather, and pets are permitted. Wouldn't you love to take your dog on that?
No.
No. I think it'd be cool.
No, I would not.
No, you don't think so? Yeah, Jude would probably drive us completely
insane. This is a little nice little tidbit. The spirits here aren't evil.
Hmm.
They're traumatized.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Desperate and trapped by suffering so intense that death couldn't end it.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
A couple
of
them might be evil.
I mean, they already were chained. Like the one guy was chained for 20 years.
Yeah.
He dies, and then he's like, that's a terrible existence for 20 years, and then he has to suffer in death.
Haven't I suffered enough?
Yeah.
I know. That's a good point.
This says the reconstructed public jail, as you said, Nate, operates as a museum, demonstrating colonial justice. Costumed interpreters explain the harsh conditions while carefully avoiding mention of the numerous paranormal experiences that are reported daily. That's weird. Okay. I thought they would actually want to talk about it, but
lean into it.
Yeah. The cells are accessible to visitors, though many can't complete the tour. The oppressive atmosphere combined with actual manifestations creates a genuine distress. Claustrophobia is common even in those who don't normally suffer from it. Evening programs, when offered, intensify the experience. In darkness with only candles for light, the jail reveals its true nature. That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. The spirits become more active, more aggressive, more desperate to communicate their suffering. Photography often captures anomalies, faces in cell windows, shadow figures, orbs that follow predictable paths, in parentheses, the routes prisoners walked, and EVP recordings frequently capture pleas for help, proclamations of innocence, and the sound of weeping. The public jail serves as a reminder that justice and cruelty often wore the same face in colonial America.
I read that last one already.
Did you? Okay.
The spirits.
It was so good.
Here aren't evil.
Yeah.
It's worth saying.
Man, what a place.
Saying like, again, right?
What a place.
It's heavy.
Oh, yeah. It's probably one of the heaviest we've talked about.
Yeah.
And we've done a lot.
we've talked about a lot of heavy history places, but
asylums and sanatoriums and all the craziness that goes in those places. This is probably one of the,
It sort of strikes me as a jail of you're not leaving alive.
No.
Yeah.
You're pretty much done.
Yeah.
You're not. Yeah. If you're put in there, that's where you're stuck.
Because there's only 8 cells. Die. So.
Yeah.
We got to open it up for the next
Do you
guy.
Remember the beginning of Robin Hood?
In and out.
Robin Hood.
Or
Kevin Costner and Morgan Freeman. It's kind of like that Turkish jail where like you're not getting out of your chain to the wall and you're going to get your hand cut off and all that good stuff.
In and done, I should say.
Not Nobody wins.
Wow. But,
yeah.
Anything else on the Williamsburg jail?
I would really like to go and check this place out.
Yeah. I would too. I really would too.
You got to look up the distance.
No. I'm just seeing if I can find any more stories. I love this place.
Yeah, it is sad that if these spirits are stuck there, that they're continuously tortured.
It is 10 hours,
especially a child.
29 minutes,
10.5 hours
to get to Williamsburg.
It's not horrible,
Virginia.
It's a long trip, but it's not horrible.
It's an independent city in Virginia. Well, yeah, aren't they all independent? That's a weird way to say it, right?
Yeah.
Unlike Plainfield, which is not independent. Interesting.
Yeah, it would be a cool place to visit, but man. I don't know. You guys, you said you were looking. I'm out. I don't have anything else to talk about as far as the jail.
Let's see. Public jail housed many infamous occupants, such as the 15 henchmen of Pirate Blackbeard. They were caught in 1718 in the infamous Henry Hairbuyer Hamilton.
Henry Hairbuyer Hamilton?
Was captured.
Triple H, baby.
That does not sound right.
Was captured and placed in the jail in 1779. Hamilton was suspected of buying pioneer scalps from Native Americans. Ooh. And he was held in a 10 by 10 foot cell with 6 other guys. Hamilton wrote on the jail, in one corner of the smug mansion was fixed a kind of throne, which had been of use to such miscreants as us for 60 years past, and in certain points of wind rendered the air truly miftic.
It's not like you have a speech impediment. That is miftic. Well, it's
like, you know, written in old time
right
wordage. Opposite the door and nearly at adjoining the throne was a little scuttle 5 or 6 inches wide, through which our victual was thrust to us. Victual. Food, maybe? I don't know. The description really paints the picture of how dirty and terrible the jail actually was. The jail even had its own fever, jail fever, which was probably typhus. This broke out from time to time due to the unheated cells in close quarters. So, yeah.
Wow. I do have my last thing I'm going to say is, I'm not going to read the whole entire article because it'd take a while, but there was a husband and wife that visited slash investigated, and they said the conditions inside the jail were notoriously harsh. Said one of the most striking aspects of our visit was how empty the site was. There were no staff members present, no guides giving tours, and no crowds filtering through. Despite this, the jail doors were open, allowing visitors to freely enter and walk through the cells on their own, which added an eerie sense of solitude to the experience. Walking inside the cells, the air felt still and heavy. The small, confined spaces were dark even during the bright afternoon, and it didn't take much imagination to picture prisoners locked inside with little hope of relief. The quiet allowed us to really absorb the environment without distraction. And lastly, they said, outside we walked the perimeter of the property, continuing to record footage and talk through what we had learned. From the jail yard, you can almost feel the separation between this place and the rest of Williamsburg, as if the suffering that occurred there still lingers just beneath the surface. Man.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. So.
Yeah, I guess the colony of Virginia in 1699, with growth comes crime. So Henry Carey authorized to build a jail, and it's in quote saying a strong, sweet prison. I don't know.
A strong, sweet prison?
A strong, sweet prison. That's one odd way of it is describing a very odd jail. Way.
I don't think we've. Are we talking about a different prison?
Maybe.
I mean, I get the strong part, but not sweet.
No.
Unless you're just a maniac that likes inflicting torture and pain, and I guess
you think they kick you out if you're like, this is so much fun every day.
It was.
I can't wait. I'll see what happens then.
No kidding.
It was planned to be small and simple. Two stories.
And eight cells.
Just a little building.
So do you think they came up and like, this is quaint. I could be here forever.
Well, you made a good point, though, Nate. Like, with eight cells, I mean, you're not lasting long. You're in and you're done. You're dead. And
yeah, they
next.
On to the next person.
This isn't like a typical prison like we've talked about, like Alcatraz, which has hundreds of prisoners and so forth. So,
The original intention was not to house murderers, thieves, and dangerous people. At its inception, then, the public jail only had 3 rooms, 2 for inmates and 1 for the jailer. But officials soon realized that the city's population of wrongdoers was larger than they estimated. A 30-by-20-foot building simply could not support all the runaway slaves, thieves, Torres, and spies that had been sentenced to be put behind bars.
Oopsies.
So they, yeah.
We miscalculated.
An exercise yard was therefore added in 1703, a debtor's prison in 1711, and then a separate brick dwelling for the jailers in 1722.
You think somebody's like, oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Yeah, that's...
Darn it.
That's crazy that... yeah, that is... I mean, everything we've talked about has been horrific. Mm-hmm. But it didn't start out... That wasn't their initial
plan. Yeah, that wasn't plan. Their initial okay. intentions. Huh. Yeah.
Okay. And it's horrible to, you know, like, I get it back then. It's the 1700s. Mm-hmm. I mean, with runaway slaves, but that's, you know, that's horrible in itself, slavery. Yeah. But, like, they had to... Gosh, it, you know, they got caught and they were put in this awful place and pretty much done. Anything else you guys come up with? Or
we're going. Like I said,
we're in. I'm...
Ooh, more on Henry Hamilton.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
We're not done yet.
Yeah. One of the jail's most famous occupants was governor. He was governor. Hmm. Henry Hamilton. Hamilton's ability to forge friendships with Indian chiefs had earned him two nicknames, which he detested.
Oh, no.
The Scalp Taker and the Hair Buyer General.
Oh.
There were rumors of Hamilton purchasing the scalps of dead settlers from the Native Americans' raid parties. These rumors eventually caught up to him, and he was captured by Colonel George Rogers Clark.
Uh-oh.
In 1779, to face these allegations.
GRC.
Yeah, he didn't take any crap.
As he awaited trial, the poor governor discovered that even political prominence does not exempt one from brutal treatment at the public jail. He was barred from pen and paper, shackled in a tiny cell with six other criminals, and forced to eat disgusting prison food.
Soggy peas.
Soggy peas.
Soggy peas.
Over salted beef.
Beef. Yes, exactly.
Soggy peas.
So, yeah.
Gosh.
I like it. I don't like it, but I like it.
All right.
Hmm.
Crazy I like it for place. Our podcast, but I hate yeah. it. I hate to think what they went through.
Like, yeah, crazy, terrible. Crazy place.
Yeah. Well, anything else? Are we done?
I think we're good.
That was good. So. That was a good discussion.
It was good.
Good information. And we're going. Good history.
We want to see it.
Terrible history.
I want to take that Williamsburg ghost tour. I think that would be amazing. Mm. With or without my
dog. Oh, the entire
probably,
city.
Probably yeah. without my dog. You're right.
Yeah. That's kind of like those southern cities, just like Savannah. I mean, mm-hmm. and they're just, the whole city's got craziness mm-hmm. in history.
Anything in the original 13
good and
colonies.
Bad. Yeah, I mean, just, right.
They're the oldest parts of the United States.
Yep.
As far as that kind of stuff goes.
Right. Very true. Well, that was good. I know the creepies will enjoy listening to Williamsburg Jail. Let's uh-huh. see. Nate, I'm going to let you start. What do you think?
Dark side.
Dark side. So I'm thinking, as we were talking about this, I thought, he's going to want to lighten it up. This has been pretty dark. But I'm thinking he's going to continue with the dark. I'm going dark side.
It is dark side.
Ah, nice.
It's I don't know if you guys are familiar with this or not, but it's Louis Capaldi. Have you ever heard of Louis Capaldi?
Oh, and Louis Capaldi?
Louis Capaldi.
No,
I don't know what you're talking about.
From Jersey?
From yeah. Jersey, yes.
Louis from Jersey?
You know him.
Never heard of him.
No, I don't know. Yeah,
it's called Survive, so I feel like the message of this goes along with
all right.
what some of these prisoners probably felt like. How long till it feels like the wound's finally starting to heal? Maybe never, right? How long till it feels like I'm more than a spoke in a wheel? Most nights I fear that I'm not enough. I've had my share of Monday mornings when I can't get up. But when hope is lost and I come undone, I swear to God I'll survive. If it kills me, too, I'm going to get up and try. If it's the last thing I do, I've still got something to give. Though it hurts sometimes, I'm going to get up and live until the day that I die. I swear to God I'll survive. How long till you know that, in truth, you know nothing at all? How far will you go to get back to the place you belong? Most nights I fear that I'm not enough, but I refuse to spend my best years rotting in the sun. So when hope is lost and I come undone, I swear to God I'll survive if it kills me too. I'm going to get up and try if it's the last thing I do. I still got something to give, though it hurts sometimes. I'm going to get up and live until the day that I die. I swear to God, I'll survive. Swear to God, I'll survive if it kills me too. I'm going to get up and try. If it's the last thing I do, I've still got something to give, though it hurts sometimes. I'm going to get up and live until the day I die. I swear to God, I'll survive. It's a really good song. I'll send it to you guys.
I like those words.
The words are great, mm-hmm. and the song is even better. So it's really hard to give it justice because I'm listening to it in my head, and I'm like, yeah, the words are powerful. But man, when you put it with the music, it's just, it's amazing. Hmm. Absolutely amazing.
Hmm. Yeah, I liked it.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good job. Good job out of you.
Thank you. Well, I thought that one, actually I had something completely different pulled up. And then as I'm thinking, I'm like, you know, I had to go back to that Louis Capaldi song. I got, you know,
Louis. All right. I like it. Let's see. Oh, shout outs. Where are the shout outs?
The shout outs.
Who wants to start? Anybody have a shout out this week?
I had one, and it is Brett and Carl. And did you see that on that Million podcast, best 100 horror podcast in the U.S.? They were listed as number 32.
Nice.
And they were, I mean, Brett's like, I'm just as shocked as anybody else. What in the world? This is amazing. And I told him, I'm like, that's absolutely amazing. So a lot of these podcasts I've heard of, and some of them I hadn't, but for them to be on 32, I thought that was amazing. So
good job.
Shout out to mm-hmm. our brothers, Evil Never Dies, right?
Mm-hmm. Go listen to their podcast.
So, because I was sitting there thinking, like, that's awesome. That, I mean, 99 would be amazing, 100 would be amazing, you know, but 32, right? I know, right? I was like yeah. Middle-aged creep out's got me 101, right? But it is 32. I was just like, that's outstanding.
Very cool. Is that it?
Laura's number 16. I thought that was, you know, I was like, wow.
Well, I used to listen to that.
Yeah. But yeah, that's
there's a reason I don't listen to that anymore.
Well, I know, but yeah. There's so many of these here that, you know, there's Horror Vomit. Have you ever heard of Horror Vomit?
No.
Well, it's a thing.
it's no, I have not.
22, 23. Yeah, but anyway, so they, right. Yep.
Nate, what about you?
I don't have any this week.
No?
No.
All right, mm-mm. That was easy. Yeah. Let's see, I'm trying to think if I have any. Shout out to Scott McBride. He doesn't listen to our podcast. He knows about the podcast.
Shame on him.
I know. He sees us on TikTok. Yeah. He sees when I post our TikTok stuff. He is our, he works for the HVAC company that comes out to our church. And he came out and fixed our AC today. So mm-hmm. Shout out to Scott. He does great. He's the only one.
At your home.
Yep.
Not the church.
That's right. He works for the company that handles the church.
Yeah.
And he's the one that's usually out there 99% of the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I've known him since I've worked there. But he came out to, yeah, the condo and fixed our AC. And so shout out to him.
Thanks.
Because he does great work. He's the best. He's the only one I would trust. And mm-hmm. So AC's fixed. I'm trying to think if there's any other shout outs. I don't think so. So I am done. So shout outs are
officially. I'm going to probably ask you for his name because...
He's great.
I do not like the people.
He's great.
Actually, I wanted to kick out the last guy that we had, and
I'll
barricaded myself in the room, and I told Jenna and the kids, "You can take care of him if you guys are allowing him to stay in the." I don't act that way with most people, but I did not prefer this guy that was in our home. I don't take disrespect well, so I'm gonna get Scott
McBride's. Scott is a super good guy.
Awesome. Yeah.
Even though he doesn't listen to our podcast,
still awesome.
I don't hold that against him.
Scott, I'll be calling.
All right. Well, that's done with shout outs. Sponsorship, Nate. Hey, creepies. Do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Scott and Corey, and Greenwood Happy Haunts for your sponsorship. We appreciate it, as always.
Yep, we'll be seeing them here soon.
I know it. It's going to be, what, two weeks from Saturday, uh-huh. right? Yeah.
So
2 weeks from Saturday.
This comes out next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be a week and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Yeah, because to me, I don't know about you guys, but to me, the month of May went really fast.
Yes, it did.
Did we have May? I don't remember having May.
Because it was the last day or last month of school and the graduation. It seemed like a lot
flew
happened.
By. Mm-hmm.
Because when April, I was like, oh, man, that's still 2 months away. It seemed like forever. Now I'm like, oh, it's only going to be 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And we got to figure out what we're going to talk about. We got plenty of time, guys.
What are we
plenty
about?
Of time.
What are you talking about? What
talk about doing? Us, aren't we?
Yeah. We are. No, I already know. they'll hear about
it. We're going to give them that silent episode.
They're going to hear about Mako. So.
Just gonna
stare. That is kind of the running joke that
awkwardly
we
stare at.
Yeah, we don't know until the day of.
We're gonna before we like take our seats. Nate's like, "What are we talking about?" You did that one time. Like, is that the?
I think it was the Kentucky. Was it last year or the 1 year was we did Kentucky last year.
It was one of them.
And 2 years ago we did.
We were just about ready to go on military stage.
Stories.
Yeah. And you say, at first I thought you were kidding. Like, he's that kid.
No, I completely went brain dead.
That was hilarious.
It's like,
and it worked fine. We did fine.
What are we doing?
might have been the military. I can't.
Todd's
remember.
Like, are you kidding me, Nate?
I was like,
we're about ready to go on
Demon House.
Here we go.
Yeah, Demon
House. Take your seat, Nate. Be quiet.
Yeah, we did that at the Jerry's.
Talk.
Demon House.
No, we did.
All right. Well, thank you, Scott and Corey, again. Love you. Thanks for the sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
And go check out their store. You will. Yes. You'll fall in love with it. So. Yes. It's pretty awesome. Second announcement, Sean.
I got him over here. Follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some.
Yeah.
Nice.
Get you a t-shirt.
You like that?
It's summertime now. Get you a nice Mako t-shirt. Or,
so you can rip it off. Or, like Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Yeah. Get the slits cut in the back.
Right, exactly.
What was I going to say? I just drew a blank.
Sunglasses.
Okay, never mind.
Now you're thinking brother.
Sunglasses, yeah.
There you go.
Mako sunglasses. The little logo in the corner. Or on the stems. Maybe on the stems.
Yeah.
That makes me think of Macho Man, right?
Ooh, yeah. Right here in the center.
Right in the center. Yeah, just
placker.
So many options. So many options.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nate, help us out.
You guys know where somebody can go buy some hair?
Buy some hair?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
That's a wrap.
Jeez.
Scalp. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yum.
Oh, man.
Yummy, yummy.
What was the guy calling us? The
selling scalps and having...
Henry Hairbuyer Hamilton.
Yeah, that's right.
Having
Triple H.
Soggy peas.
Oh, a hair buyer. That crazy guy. All right. Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 271 and our discussion on Williamsburg Jail. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.